So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. 1:30, we're going to talk with that sheriff in Polk County. That 8-kid story to me is a national story that's unbelievable, particularly if you understand the roots here in Philadelphia. Mark Vargas is a contributor for the Washington Examiner, and he is someone you routinely see on columnists at Newsmax is where you read him, and a GOP media surrogate. And Mark joins us because there are a lot of things going on today, particularly immigration, the drug issue, and the president in the Poconos, where he delivers today at Mount Airy Lodge his economic message. Mark joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate it. Greetings from the People's Republic of Chicago, and honored to be on my maiden voyage here on your show today.
Well, thank you, Mark, for making that maiden voyage from that People's Republic. Mark, what would it take in Chicago, where you are, to defeat the incumbent mayor? I mean, that happened fairly recently, right? The second term. The guy's approval rating is beyond dismal. Is that possible?
Yeah. I mean, his approval rating, it was at just 6%, the lowest approval rating of any mayor in Chicago history. For once, I can confidently say that the Democratic voters of Chicago are fed up with his antics. They're tired that the streets remain a total war zone, that massive corporations have fled Chicago, all because of high crime. Yet the governor and mayor both like to say, don't believe your lying eyes.
Yeah.
Believe us. This is one of the safest cities in America. It's absolutely absurd.
Mark, the other thing, too, in my view, and I do a lot of national stuff. My background's education before I got in years ago to talk radio, full time. That the Chicago public school teachers, I don't know, maybe the L.A. people, they are the worst. They're the most thuggish imaginable. Again, how does that go on that people are, what is missing there for people to revolt and want school choice? Are any people happy with the Chicago public schools? Are there people that are in good schools there? And that's the reason?
There's nobody's happy with the Chicago public school system. Thousands and thousands of public school students have gone missing since the pandemic, since they shut everything down. They don't know where they're at. My guess is they've probably joined gangs. But the Chicago Teachers Union is the new Democratic machine. People are intimidated by them. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of power. They're actually controlling the mayor's office. They're controlling everything that the mayor does. But yet the schools continue to fail. The irony of this, Dom, is that the president of the Chicago Teachers Union railed against private schools, railed against school choice, yet it was discovered that she was sending her own child, her own son, to a private school. When held accountable and asked why, her response was, well, he's a great football player, and our local public school doesn't have a football team because they can't afford one. So I need to send my son to a private school so he can play football. Well, unfortunately, the families who are stuck in those failing schools don't have that choice. They don't have that type of income where they can send their child to private schools. This is a racist system that forces particularly black families to remain in poor and failing schools where their students aren't getting an education, where they're playing to the teachers union. You'll love this. The last point I'll make on this is that the Chicago public school teachers have been informed to give all illegal students a passing grade because it's offensive to fail them in a Chicago public school. It's absolutely remarkable, but the school choice idea is growing, and we're using, you know, the racist tactics. Why do you force these poor black families to remain in these failing schools where their students aren't getting smarter? They're getting dumber based on all the test scores.
Yeah, you have a real dilemma, too, in that it's not always this way, but Pritzker is very progressive, dopey, really, but very progressive. And you have usually there was somebody in Springfield, I guess, Mark, on occasion, a governor who might not be as radical as what's going on in Chicago.
He is radical, and he's a billionaire, heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. So mm-hmm. to your listeners, never stay at a Hyatt Hotel because you're putting more money into this progressive lunatic liberal's pocket. But he thinks he was born on third, but he thinks he hit a triple. He's literally destroying this state, and yet
his presidential aspirations are as big
as his waistline.
He certainly didn't run very far. You and I both know that. Yes. So, Mark, let's talk. I like where you're going. Let's talk nationally. So the president is in Pennsylvania. He's going to barnstorm. I had Scott Jennings in studio with me here today, and we were talking about big speech on the economy here. What is it that you think Trump could do? Jennings thinks, Mark, on the healthcare thing, one avenue, one vector, he called it, is to push back on the insurance companies and how they're a big part of the problem. Does that work at all?
Insurance companies are a gigantic part of the problem. Most of the money, they continue to grow and destroy the American average American's pocketbooks. It makes them rich while everybody else is sick and poor. The insurance companies shouldn't be a number one target. Families shouldn't have to decide whether, the insurance or to pay bills. And so the president is right. And Jennings is correct, actually, in trying to target these insurance companies. Listen, Americans are finally on the mend after 4 years of failed Biden policies. Think about this. Over Thanksgiving, the prices have just gone down dramatically. The average cost, particularly for a family that wants to celebrate Thanksgiving by purchasing food from Walmart, those costs were 25% down. The cost of gas across the country was down so that you can visit families. For the first time in 4 years, the economy is working. It's because of President Trump's America First policies. The tariffs are working. We're bringing in more revenue. DOGE has cut out all of the fat and wasteless and absurd spending overseas for transgenderism and condoms in Rwanda, U.S. taxpayer dollars. And so we're finally able to keep money here at home and focus on the American people versus helping other countries instead.
Mark, any sense, I asked this question today of a sheriff that's really plugged in Florida. Ron DeSantis wants to bomb, and I think he would if he were president, the Mexican drug cartels, because you and I both know that's where the fentanyl comes from, only about 8% from Venezuela. Why not do that? What is it that Trump sees that I'm not seeing? That's where, if we're really serious, and I think he is, why not do that?
Well, I think the president is, weighing all options, likes to float test balloons, but he understands that we have to declare war on cartels. Not only is fentanyl flowing through our border because of these cartels, human trafficking and the numbers of human right. trafficking are just astronomical. But more another issue that I'd like to put on your radar is cattle. I mean, the cartels are poisoning our food system, poisoning the cattle that they want to ship into the United States. We've got the screwworm issue, but they've infiltrated, our beef. And so the cartels are threatening everybody along the southern border. They're destroying our country. I mean, just think of hundreds of thousands of lives are taken every year because of fentanyl. And the number one source, the number one guilty right. party are these cartels. No, we have to declare war on them. This is the president that doesn't joke around. He's the president of peace, but he's also very tough, and nobody questions him when he uses these sorts of firm terms. But yeah, you watch here in the near future here, the president is going to take a hard stand against these cartels.
Glad to hear it, Mark. Great maiden voyage. Where do we find you? What's the best on Twitter or wherever? Where do we go?
Sure. Follow me on X at Mark A. Vargas. Those are all my socials. Follow us on IllinoisReview.com for all the breaking news hammering Pritzker and Johnson and the chaos on the streets of Chicago. Follow us on X. Follow us on social media, our website, and look forward to coming back again soon.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you very much. If we don't speak, have a great Christmas, but hopefully we'll talk before then. Thank you.
Same to you. Merry Christmas.
All right, there's Mark Vargas. Nice, Henry, that you found him. And we'll go to him on some issues. So the president tonight, you heard Scott Jennings. Is there enough time, though? Look, I'm not going down the Brian Fitzpatrick way. This is ridiculous. Two more years of Obamacare, $225,000, and Democrats want more cap, meaning you have to be over that before you don't get the subsidies. No abortion guidelines in there to stop taxpayer money going toward that, and just a bunch of things that don't fly. But on the other hand, is it enough to attack the insurance companies? Is that what Trump is going to do? And you can make some great points on that, but these premiums are going to go up substantially. Maybe you've seen yours already. We're into the season now of the Obamacare subsidy and people seeing that. And if that doesn't turn around in some way, shape, or form before the midterms, the clock is ticking here. I love the idea of Trump barnstorming out there. The first rule is show up. Yes, that is a great thing to do. But then after that, and attack what Biden did and dig in out of that hole, all legit. There's got to be a third piece here. And, off the air and then tonight out there in Phoenixville, I really trust Scott Jennings to be plugged in. In addition to that, his good sense, he agreed with me. The biggest tactical thing, you've heard him say that here, for Republicans is what I've been talking about. And that is the reluctant voters that are Trump supporters. They're gaga if he's on the ticket. I've heard some analysts say, and Scott didn't say that, well, usually they don't vote unless it's a presidential with Trump on there, but they're going to get it. It's a big election this year. It's a midterm. I wouldn't put my money down on that. I still am carrying all that from the night I'm sitting here at 8:43 and Mikey Sherrill all of a sudden is governor. What? 43 minutes in? And you could say affordability all you want. Her people came out because they hate Trump. They want to get at Trump and they can't, so they got at Jack Cetarelli. The other side did not because Trump is not on the ballot. You see it all over the place. What are you going to do to energize him? He's got to do that. And it's got to be point by point by point at each stop. Do you take the approach to say, look, how in the world do you not show up and vote? Can he get, I mean, it's his base. Can he have a heart to heart? Or do we have to, dance around as if we're walking on eggshells? Oh, well, I would really like to have you vote. No, my thing is, if you don't vote, something's wrong with you. What the hell is wrong with these people? Well, Dom, you have to realize they've been traumatized because these politicians never delivered. Oh, stop it already. You know your duty is to vote no matter what. And look, you voted and you got Trump. Here's the logic. You want Trump to continue. You like all this. You want the programs he's dealing with. Then you have to at least have a majority in the House and Senate so that he can continue to do things. If you don't, you're not going to get it. What is it that has to happen here? My methodology is to stop making excuses, to be plain, to say it bluntly. Will the president start to do some of that? All right, now I won't see it until when I get home tonight, but tomorrow I'm sure we'll talk about it. And again, tonight with Scott Jennings is must see. Get the meet and greet, get the book, which is fabulous, and get the limited edition Talk Radio 1210 Christmas ornament. All there. All you have to do is just go to 1210 WPHD and get your tickets. Don't forget Saturday, too. Looking forward to the Army-Navy game. Navy favored, right, Henry, by a touchdown or more?
I think so. I think it was 4.5 last time I saw
it. Oh, okay.
It can't be a touchdown or more in that game.
No,
never.
Not a lot of scoring. Okay. All right, hit us, too, with something that improved, made it even hotter, made it taste better, made it something of a product that was already good. The big guest of the day, even though I had Scott here, this sheriff coming up at 1:30, we had him on before, Sheriff Judd, is a character in Polk County. He's the one that not only apprehended, and do you have a little bit, right, to Dan Leavitt? You have a little bit from the news conference coming up. I just wanted to play a little bit. He rolls out this gigantic poster with all the merchandise stolen. Isn't this refreshing? And people are saying, well, don't you have murders to solve? Don't you have drug dealers? No, you know what? We don't like shoplifters. We're tired of this nonsense. And here's a...
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Guy saying, you're not going to shoplift here. I don't care what I have to do. You're not going to shoplift. We're going to move heaven and earth. You know who else says that? People like Pat Malloy out in Abington. The guy over in out in Delaware County, Chief Graves, I guess it was, that we had on, Ben Salem's. They say, no, you're not going to shoplift here. We're just not going to let you do it. Why is that? Well, you mustn't be solving murders then. No, this is progressives who don't want the law enforced. And average people who may not even be that political think, hey, this is wrong. Stop that person. They shouldn't be able to shoplift. Why in the world would we ever have a merchant? What's the merchant supposed to do? Attack the shoplifter because the cops won't do anything? 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. The sheriff of Polk County with us at 1:30. Just happened to see Ms. Affordability, Mikey Sherrill. her transition team, for all their nonsense, it's up 62% the cost, well over $1 million to transition, to do, affordability. We're going to be cutting costs. She just wants to think she has the power, and they bought it, to order corporations, other companies, stop raising prices. I'm telling you, executive order, you're not going to do it. We're going to see how this goes. But 62% up over the last Murphy transition. Amazing. Here's a little bit of the sheriff, then I'm coming to your calls that we're going to hear in minutes. In Polk County, where these eight kids out, allegedly take Ubers, conspire to rob Dick's Sporting Goods, get caught, can't play in their championship football game, and some of them are still there because the sheriff won't let them go until the parent or guardian shows up in Florida. Here's what he said at his news conference on this.
First and foremost, I want to compliment the Cocoa Tigers. They won the championship after finishing the season 15-0. It was the Atlantic Coast Youth Athletics Association. And they beat the Thoroughbreds 26-6. I mean, they didn't just beat them. They ran over them.
Hold it there, Henry, for a second. This is kind of like we beat the Cowboys substantially, and they were caught shoplifting in Macy's here in Philadelphia or something. That's what he's saying. This guy is really laying it on. He's not just saying, all right, I can't say their names, they're juveniles. And YouTube.com, he rolls out this big list from Staples. Some of these items are like only $14. It seems like there's 40 items on here. He keeps on rolling down the credits that they were stealing. All right, he continues.
The Thoroughbreds were from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
There we go, Philadelphia.
So, Cocoa Tigers, you did it the right way. That's teamwork with great young men doing the right thing. Now I want to introduce you to eight of the Thoroughbreds. And here they are. You look at the Thoroughbreds and you find out, what were they doing? What were they doing on Saturday morning? Well, let me tell you what they were doing. They Ubered from where they were staying. They had come from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, down to the Dick's Sporting Good in Posner Park. Not only did they Uber down there to shop, they had no intentions of paying for their product. So they came into the store in two groups, and they began to systematically steal product. And that's exactly what they did. They stole, and they stole, and they stole, and they stole, and they stole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How do you like that? This is everything that they stole. And guess what? As we've said before, you can't go any place, any time, that you're not on a camera. So Dick's Sporting Goods knows that they're stealing because they're watching this systematic, organized theft ring called a football team.
Oh.
Now, not only did they steal 47 items, not only did they steal 47 items, but ostensibly, they may have cost their team the championship and the football game, because I don't know if these all were starters or not, but I can tell you that we were finishers. We arrested them. We took them to the juvenile assessment center, and we put them in lockup.
Oh, my God. Don't go to Polk County. Don't go to Mike Chipwood, his county, Valdosta County, I guess. Don't go to Florida. Who is, I haven't gotten anybody yet. Henry, who would you make the, of course, the kids themselves doing this are number one. Who else do you blame?
The chaperones, whoever was
chaperones,
there.
Chaperones, yeah. Mean, were they out in the car? Yeah. I'm going to ask, make sure I
ask about
the
chaperones. Well, we're all taking an Uber somewhere. Where are you going?
Like, right. Well, I'm also blaming Krasner, of course. They're used to this in Philadelphia. I bet some of them, I'm going to ask him, did anyone say, well, come on, you know, in Philadelphia, it's just football gloves. All right, Jim in Bucks County, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, afternoon.
Yes, great topic. Okay, first off,
they were obviously negligent that the entire team, with the team parents. I mean, it's tough to control all those children, but it shows you that you can learn your lesson. You know, they lost the game. They were suspended from the game. They went to juvenile court or jail. And it really shines a light on Krasner because they've been getting away with it up here in Philadelphia.
And you know, well, you know what else it shines the light on? The stinking media here, other than Talk Radio 1210, right. Jim. If this is not a news story when I first saw it, given everything that demands, and they can find voices saying it's racist, whatever they want to find, but not covering a juicy news story like this, God.
Well, it's blowing up on YouTube because people like you put it on to shine a light on it. And, you know, the young people, if they don't even know better because they're getting away with it so much. And that is the fault of, well, the 50 years of Democrats, most likely. But Krasner
is
the fault.
Well, it's 75, but who's counting?
By the way, here in Bucks County, you can't do that.
Exactly.
They come out. You try to come out here and shoplift out here. Oh, you might get away with it. But you're not going to be walking out with a card out here because us civilians or retirees, in my case, you're going down. I've been saying this for years. I'm not looking for trouble. But in the olden days, the old Italian guy, Irish guy, or Jewish guy, they'd be like, you'll stop. And they chase you with the broom. And the civilians would stop you outside the door or just inside the door. And that's the way it has to be. People have to get involved and stop worrying about a lawsuit.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks so very much. Look, in Ben Salem, particularly, we know the police commissioner there. And I'm blanking on, is it Maple Glen, I want to say, in Delaware County, Graves. We had him on. And he talked about organized rings coming there, the homeless, but others. And in this case, first thing I'm going to ask him, did they all get into one car? And Henry, somebody raised this point. They're too young to be in an Uber, right? Don't you have to be 18 or is it 21?
I think it's 18.
18. All right. None of them are 18 as far as we know. How did they get in an Uber? Did the coaches, somebody there say, yeah, I vouch for them? And think about it. You're in Florida. What gets into your head? My inspiration that I'm seeing here, the football gloves. Maybe they don't have what they think are the right football gloves to catch a pass.
I mean, that could have been the cover is why they went there. It's like, oh, we need an Uber, we need gloves, we need sweatbands, whatever.
Okay,
socks.
Yeah, but doesn't a chaperone have to go along with them in a situation?
Yeah, you would think, but...
They're only 14 and 15.
I mean, 14 and 15, you can let them go on their own.
I don't think the right parents decisions. Are thinking that's a deal here, you know?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess that the parents left behind, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to ask to make sure I get that from the sheriff. All right. He's next, then your calls. I see a lot of really good ones. Things that made something that was good, they made it even better. That's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time, Dom Giordano's show. And Dan reminded me today that we did speak once with Sheriff Grady Judd. We spoke today with our friend Mike Chitwood. Formerly of the Philadelphia area, sheriff in Florida also. Grady Judd is the sheriff of Polk County, Florida. He joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Sheriff, welcome back, and we just want to honor you. That press conference was a thing of beauty.
Thank you very much. It was my honor to be on your show today. Listen, I heard that it's like 34 degrees there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're having a cool day here today. It's 67, so it'll be back in the 70s and 80s by the end of the week.
Now, wait a minute. Are you like a Shecky Green, one of these needling stand-up comics, or what? Why are you killing us with that?
Well, you know, you could be down here in Polk County where it's safe, where we don't put up with any baloney, where we arrest crooks, and you're warm.
That's all true. I plead insanity that I still live in Philadelphia, Sheriff, but wanted to ask you a bit of a factual question here, if it's you can answer it. These kids could not use Uber, right? They were too young. So how did they get to use Uber?
They did Uber. I don't know how they used Uber, but I know they Ubered. They came down in two different groups of four.
Okay.
This was very systematic, very organized. This wasn't a kid that walked in a store and got him a handful of bubble gum. This was eight kids. They came in, they went in the store in groups of four, and they stole over $2,000 worth of product, 47 different items.
Wow. When you're talking with them, you probably know about these very progressive attorneys. We have the kingpin of that here, Larry Krasner, and we don't enforce shoplifting. Maybe we pretend a little bit more. He actually put out a memo that it had to be over $1,000 before anything would happen for each individual, Sheriff. These kids say anything like, hey, in Philadelphia, you know, this goes on all the time. And what's their excuse? What did they say when arrested?
Well, you know, the reality is they were shocked, I believe.
Right, right.
Because they came down here from Philly, and apparently, you know, they thought that they were going to get away with this. So when we arrested them all, then we called their coach. Well, first off, why are 14 and 15-year-old kids doing at a store without adult supervision anyway? So the coach comes down there, instead of wanting to hold them accountable, looking at them and saying, we're down here to play a championship football game, and eight of my guys are arrested, and look what you've done to the rest of the team, and look what you've done upsetting us when we need to be focused on winning. Instead, the coach looks at us and says, hey, guys, don't arrest them, don't arrest them. We looked at him like he was from Mars or Philadelphia and said, you know, yes, we're going to arrest them. Then he goes to the sporting goods manager and says, hey, let's just forget this. Let's forget this. So what kind of adult leadership?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Dick's Sporting Good has a great investigative team with us. And then he looks at us when all else fails and say, what are all of y'all doing here? Don't y'all have anything better to do?
There we go.
Yeah, quite frankly, we had other things to do. If your football team, the Thoroughbred Thieves, hadn't have been here trying to rip off the store. So in Florida, in Polk County, we don't give you a ticket to show up. We haul your butt to jail or juvenile lockup. And you notice this whole weekend, there's over 850,000 people in Polk County. There wasn't any kids from Polk County stealing from stores like this. They had to come in from Philly, where you know if they're allowed to steal, the Me Too's going to kick in. Well, if he can steal and get away, well, Me Too, Me Too, Me Too. That just doesn't happen here.
Yeah. Sheriff, you're on to something here. You know that. You're a great law enforcement guy. In Philadelphia, when we had these spasms of 500 murders, people to protect their mental state, it kind of goes over your head. You know what didn't, though? Krasner and shoplifting. This gets people second to nothing that I've ever seen. So you centering on it is preventing a lot of other stuff. It's a vibe. It's an attitude, just as you said.
Well, that's exactly correct. But see, you're always going to have a few criminals in society.
Right.
A few thieves in society. But when you don't hold them accountable, then the Me Too's jump in. Well, if he can steal and get away with it, me too, me too, me too. And it spreads. Criminals will take advantage of the hardworking, God-fearing people in the community. And what I don't understand is why do the politicians think more of the criminals, the thieves, than they do the hardworking, honest people? And ultimately, the hardworking, honest people are the ones that pay. Because these stores aren't accepting the shrinkage. They're passing it along to those that are shopping there.
Yeah, without a doubt. How about the media? How about media coverage? Is there any national or other people? And if so, are they saying, as that coach did, Sheriff, why are you making such a big deal out of this? You know, I have to say, rolling out the thing on the big tablet was beautifully done. But what do you say to that?
Well, first and foremost,
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Social media presence, my director and my communication folks, we do between 10 and 20 million views a week.
Oh my God.
And in about 20 hours, we're above 2 million views on this particular event.
Wow.
And it's just starting to go viral, which we knew that it would. But what I think shocked us the most was when this coach came down and wanted us to let them go. Let me get this right. You're systematically stealing. Eight people are systematically stealing over $2,000 worth of merchandise, and you think we're going to let you go?
Yeah.
Do you have 3 brain cells or 5 brain cells that you brought to Florida?
Sheriff, are the parents, have they come, or any of them still there? The parents come to claim their kid?
Do you know, I don't know what is happening with the parents.
Okay.
I don't know if the parents were back at the motel room. Or I don't – normally what happens is parents can't afford to make that trip down. So you trust the coach and the those that are chaperoning. But they let these kids go there without any adult supervision. None. Zero. So, well, they're going to get to make another trip or two to Florida because now they have to show up and be accountable for that conduct. Because, you see, we don't put up with that nonsense.
Absolutely. What's the possible penalty in cases like this? And I guess the conspiracy part of it, allegedly, on this is something that adds to it. It's organized. They break up into 4 groups and all that. What kind of penalty do you get that if you're a juvenile?
Yeah, this is a third-degree felony, 2 third-degree felonies. So theoretically, they could be sent to what we call a program. That's a nice word for long-term lockup. But normally what happens, because it's a first offense in this area, it will be some kind of probation, some kind of community service back to the community, and it will be less severe because it's their first event in this area. But I tell everyone, you can't even beat the rap, but I know you can't beat the ride. So they got the ride, now they're going to get the rap. And like I said, for them to go to a program for a first offense, third-degree felony, probably not, unless they defy and don't do what they're supposed to whenever they're offered the whatever mitigations the juvenile courts do.
Sheriff, here we're, you know, and again, they're 14- and 15-year-old kids. They know better. There's no doubt. You showed the pictures of minors, of juveniles. Is that a Florida provision? Is it your own? How does that work?
Oh, yeah. What's important to understand is, you know, some of these sensitive news media, you know, graze it out. Oh, we don't want to hurt the children. Well, I want the community to know who the thieves are. If you don't want your picture on television or social media, don't commit the crime. I've never showed anyone's picture on social media in the hundreds of millions of views I've done if they didn't commit a crime. But Florida law specifically says if you commit a felony and you're a juvenile, you're subject to the public records laws and we can release your picture. So that's why if you want to see the sanitized version of the news, watch your local news channels that are wimpy. If you want to see the truth, come to my social media and you can see it all.
I think it's must-see social media. Where do they go, Judge Grady Judd, Sheriff Grady Judd?
You can go to Polk Sheriff Facebook. You can go to Instagram. You can go to TikTok, and you'll see it. You know, you can search us up, or you can put thoroughbred thieves. And, oh, by the way, the Cocoa Beach team that they were playing against in the team in the final for the championship beat the Thoroughbreds by 26-6 on Saturday night. These eight guys couldn't participate because they were in lockup. So they very well may have cost the Thoroughbreds the championship.
Absolutely. So, Judge, I keep on saying Judge, Sheriff, what do we have to do to get you to Philadelphia? We need a guy like you here, Larry Krasner and you in a debate. That's must-see TV, even temporarily. Come on, it's not that cold. Come on up here.
Do you know it's cold? See me in the summertime.
Okay.
You know, I've been to Philly and seen the Bell one time. But I can tell you, you can believe this. Larry cares more for the criminal than he does the law-abiding citizen. So if you like the fact that you've elected a prosecutor that thinks more of the criminals than he does of you, who works hard, pays taxes, teaches their children right from wrong, keep voting for the rascal and keep being a victim of crime because of his conduct.
Absolutely. Sheriff Grady Judd. Sheriff, thank you so much. Merry Christmas if we don't speak before then. Thank you for joining us.
Merry Christmas, everyone. God bless you.
All right, Sheriff Grady Judd. You don't make things like this up. Wow. And Florida allows the juvenile thing. You know, I know about protecting the sensitive. Come on. The conspiring to do this. Henry, see if you can find the name of the coach. I'd like to invite him on. Yeah, everybody shut. I can see this guy. Doesn't he? Hey, coach, how about reading the room with Grady Judd? You know, maybe you should read the Riot Act to these kids and then plead for mercy and say, what can we do here? You know, I'm going to teach them this lesson. I'm going to tell their parents. And he doesn't know, I would hope he checked, how did they get into Uber? How did that work? I'd love to get the coach on. And I'm waiting here in Philadelphia. You know the reaction's going to be, this is all ridiculous. Why do you guys make a federal case out of something as simple as shoplifting? Well, you heard why. All right, nice work here in getting Grady on. Thank you to Henry and Dan. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that we need is to have you push #1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. So we've located what we think is the name of the head coach of the Thoroughbreds. Oh, man. And you heard what the sheriff said. Wouldn't you like to hear the sheriff debate Larry Krasner on shoplifting? And I think if Larry Krasner said, well, you know, Sheriff Grady Judd, your wife, I think the sheriff might arrest him right there.
Oh, yeah.
That might be. That's it, buddy. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, but the debate, we have more. That's it right there. Yeah. Doesn't it get to the question, what the heck is wrong with umpteen numbers of people in Philadelphia, that human spark when it comes to shoplifting just doesn't resonate with them. It just doesn't. And I can see it now. I'm not sure which one or how. Give them a couple days. He's going to say, oh, the football gloves. They needed the football gloves. They're probably going to say, well, the other team had better football gloves to catch passes and to look more professional or something like that. Fundraising is difficult. Well, somehow or another, they got to Florida to play the championship game. Because a lot of the items, though, are not football related. They're hoodies, they're this, that, and the other. And if we go down that path, you know what the story is. If everybody in the world who is middle class, lower middle class, or even poor thought the remedy is just to steal, we wouldn't be able to have a society. It wouldn't be enough police. So it's not just fear of punishment. There's other glue there. And again, if the media doesn't, you heard what he said, Henry, 2 million hits already on this. And they've just put it up in the last, you know, now they get 10 to 20 million. Why are people watching this? Because they're actually seeing someone enforce the law. Chipwood is unbelievable for this too. Mike Chipwood that we had on. So don't people in Philadelphia want that? No, they don't. And guess what? These morons out there in Bucks County, they don't want it either. I was thinking, you can read my mind, Henry, by now probably, the whole time with that, Sheriff Fred Herron.
Yeah.
He's not this guy's in a different milieu. He can do that. But Fred Herron for Bucks County is going to enforce the law. And so was the DA. And instead, we have replaced them with people that are closer. One of them even read fraud guy. Ran against Larry Krasner, the new DA. And you're going to see that in Bucks County. Why did you vote that way? Because you wanted to get at Trump. We're going to get at Trump. And coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, I'm going to take a couple calls here. Because people have been waiting on something that added to it that made it better. I'll give you what President Trump said to Politico. And Scott Jennings said it also. And it makes a lot of sense. But is there time tonight? He's going to say it probably. As far as health care, I don't like with all the money these health care companies are making. We have to give it back to the people. Yeah. Is there a practical mechanism for that? What I'm asking is, the Republicans in Congress who are on the line, they don't want to do it. Do they have to go Obamacare for another year? Yes or no? Do you give them grace if they do that? Trump is attacking the insurance companies. Obviously, that resonates with people. But when people get hit with that uptick in their premium, are they going to expect relief or just rage at the insurance companies? Put the Republicans in. In other words, Republicans have let this sneak up on them. We're at the 11th hour now. Let me go to Tom in Medford. Tom on Talk Radio 1210. Tom, thanks for the wait. What do you have today, Tom?
Hey, Dom. Great show, first of all. And I want to say thank you to that good sheriff for actually doing his job. I mean, if there's no accountability, if there's no consequence, then the thing is not wrong.
Well, and imagine you're going with a championship game and you're so lax. I don't think the parents would agree with that with the coach. Just let them go off in an Uber.
I agree 100%. Thank you. And that's the only way to get out of that is to actually start holding people accountable and to raise the level of accountability across the board. And I don't know whether to blame, you know, the sheriff or to blame the politicians or to blame the family. It's so hard because there's enough blame to go all the way around. But, you know, you could attack it from any one of those.
Well,
levels.
When I saw this at 5:02 this morning, you know who I was blaming first, Tom? I'll admit it. Larry the K.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that would be the first line, you know, that would be your first target. But, again, you know, the family unit.
Oh, right.
Raising these kids, you know, there ought to be a standard. If you're a championship team, we ought to act a certain way.
Well, if the coach had gone after them a bit and then talked to the sheriff, who knows? It still might have been too late, but I don't think the sheriff would be as harsh on this. But when you say, why are you not out arresting drug dealers? You know what the average cop's going to say to you? Go to hell. Maybe I should arrest you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. On your side question,
yes.
I have to tell you, the best answer that just immediately popped into my head, and I still, as I'm sitting here, I can't think of anything better, has got to be the double stuff Oreo cookie. Because yes. I don't care how much stuff you put inside an Oreo cookie, a 10-year-old boy is still going to rip those in half and put them together and make an even thicker cookie. You can't put enough stuff in an Oreo cookie.
Great call. That's what we're looking for. Oh, yeah. Let's go to Phil in Delaware to get one more on board. Phil, what's yours?
Hey, good afternoon. Real quick, a story. I was manager at a Dollar Tree, and the police refused to come out, even after call after call. And finally, I get one desk sergeant that was totally fed up with my calls, came out, said, "Where's the kid?" I said, "In the park." We go over there. And long story short, kid lied, the parent lied, and after the other patrol car came to get him, he turns around, he pulls over, turns around, and says, "If I read in tomorrow's paper, white police officer misidentifies a black teen, there will be no safe place on this earth for you." And yeah. And that was kind of indicative of, No stores would back him, so he stopped sending his troopers to the stores. If you're not going to prosecute, don't call me.
Yep. Well, I get that, and that's why it's so admirable, is it not, that in Bensalem and Maple Glen and a few others in the Papilloy, Phil, I don't know, in Delaware, they have the credibility that the stores are calling them and they respond.
Yep, but the stores, again, don't do anything. It's all Democrats, and I applaud that sheriff. I would work on his campaign if he would come up here. I'd give him $1,000 out of my pocket right away.
We'll tell that guy. We got to cover the weather. You know, I like to argue for a living, but I don't know how I could argue the weather. 67 degrees. Wow. All right, Phil.
I'll get him sun lamps.
Phil, what's your side today?
I tell you what, since I travel over 1,000 miles a week, I only see SUVs. So my answer is the wagons, station wagons, were a dying breed, but we got SUVs now, and everybody's got them.
Thank you very much. I kind of like the station wagon still more, maybe not the wooden paneled one, but the modern one.
The one with the seats facing backwards.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Kids
that's
in the back
it.
Have a completely
see,
different trip
than
everyone
else. You want
to
see in the back of the car. You want to see you're going backwards. Yeah. Okay. Don't take any more now, because we're going to get to Money Melody coming up, too, among other things. Got a great prize today. Do not forget. Oh, boy. We're just about 5 hours away. Well, 4 for the meet and greet. You want to be there in Phoenixville. You got to act now. 1210WPHT.com. Get your tickets. Come and meet Scott Jennings, who was brilliant today, and we have him extended tonight. You get the book, which is fabulous, and you get the limited edition Talk Radio 1210 Christmas ornament. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.